The Service to America medals honor federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions in serving the public. For the next few months, Federal News Radio is speaking to the finalists. Our next guest is a turnaround artist. An Energy Department program designed to help consumers save money and the environment wasn't doing so well. It was hampered by lawsuits and a tug of war between manufacturers and environmental groups. Then John Cymbalski became the program manager in 2010. Since then, the Energy Department has spit out energy efficiency standards at double the pace. Mr. Cymbalski joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, nice to have you on. So tell us about the program. What did you do differently starting in 2010 that got, it seems like, the lion and the lamb laying down together?
Great. So, yeah, we've done a few things differently, but first and foremost, we've tried a different approach to our rulemakings, and this approach is known as the negotiated rulemaking, where we put all the major stakeholders in a room together, and we each one of us gets one vote, as opposed to the normal process where the government sort of sets out its proposal and asks for comments. We sort of go along together in creating the proposal for the rulemaking.
Tell us a little bit about your program and the types of things that you do in general.
Sure. Again, the most common thing we do is set the energy conservation standard. So what this does is tells manufacturers that they must produce equipment that meets a certain efficiency threshold. We also create the test methods by which the manufacturers test these products to create those levels. And we also enforce the standards. And so that's something we've done more recently to make sure that the manufacturers are actually meeting the standards that we set.
Well, you're talking about something, let's take a washing machine, for example. It has that big yellow sticker and so forth and says how much energy it's going to use. I mean, how do you know enough about a washing? How does anyone know enough about a washing machine to say, well, the same thing can run on X minus 5% energy versus what it's operating now? And
right.
How do you know the manufacturers are able to technically do what it is they're required to do?
Well, it's a lot of work. So we have, under me, there's lots of really smart engineers that we test a lot of these products in the market. The test method that we create, that industry works very hard on as well, is the method in which you get those certified ratings that go on the yellow label. So a lot of smart people are working to come up with those metrics. And for a clothes washer, for instance, the size of the tub, how much water it uses, how much electricity it uses, all of that goes into creating the efficiency standards. And at the end of the day, once we promulgate the standard, we need to go out and purchase these and test them in third-party labs to certify that manufacturers are actually meeting those standards so that the customer at the end of the day gets what the manufacturers claim they're getting in terms of their energy and water savings.
And tell us a little bit more about what you mentioned before, changing your process so that all stakeholders get one vote. Do those stakeholders also include environmental groups, or is this mostly the EPA and manufacturers?
No, absolutely. So what we do is we solicit nominations for a particular group through the Federal Register, and any stakeholder who wishes to belong to the group to go through that process can send in a nomination, and DOE actually goes through every nomination and then forms the working group. And then once we do that, generally it's very balanced between manufacturers, environmental stakeholders, consumer advocates, electric utilities, and so on. We set up the group and basically go from there. The group itself sets the ground rules on what consensus means. And once that's set, basically you go back and forth until everyone agrees that the level that's proposed is the one that they want to go with.
What was wrong with the process before? Because according to your nomination documents, for the SAMMES medal, there were very few proposals and there was a lot of contention. I mean, I suppose someone could come in and say, be an interest group in this and say, well, I think a washing machine should run on 1 watt and use 3 ounces of water to do 80 pounds of clothes. Well, you could say that, but you and I know that can't happen. So how did you get back to something that people could agree on?
Right. That's exactly right. So I think in the past, you know, there were some very contentious rulemakings, and, you know, DOE was sued and was put on a sort of a schedule by the courts to clear out 20 some odd rules over a few years, which we did about 2 years ago. And I think this new process really allows people in real time to hear the other opinion of what you just said. So an advocate could say, I only want 1 watt and 3 ounces of water, but you also have the major manufacturers sitting across the table presenting their data that shows, you know, here's the best we can do. Here's how much it costs to do it. And all that data is shared in real time. And I think that really helps the process and helps people move off of a platform that maybe isn't reasonable, for example.
We're speaking with John Cymbalski. He is Program Manager for Appliance and Equipment Standards in the Department of Energy's Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. John, I wanted to ask you, with all of these stakeholders having a seat at the table, as nice as it sounds, how long does it take?
So it varies on what the product might be. So we've completed three of these already, and we've just chartered two new groups. And the last one just wrapped up actually a month earlier than scheduled. So I would say 6 months is a good target date to go through these negotiations. And I think we've done very well in meeting those time commitments to this point. And like I said, two new working groups just kicking off in the month of August. So we look forward to wrapping those up over the next 6 months as well.
And how do you calculate the total savings in the life of the appliances as they come out with the new standards?
Right. So we have some very sophisticated models that we use to do all the calculations. So essentially, you know, we run some scenarios that with and without the standard, and we make projections about how many of each product will be shipped, what efficiency level they'll be, and we run that out over a 30-year analysis period, and then, you know, basically do a bunch of math, and at the end of the day, we put a number out that says how much energy savings they'll be, and based on that, we can calculate emission savings, for example, of carbon emissions, how much it costs the manufacturers to produce, how much it costs consumers to purchase. And so we have all those numbers, and that's how we get to the savings.
And how do you determine which item is next on the agenda, say room air conditioners versus a furnace?
Yeah, so I'd say 90% of what we do is dictated by the statute that Congress has set in place for us to work under. So that authority basically tells us a very set schedule. We have a 6-year time limit between standards for a particular product. So say if we finish clothes washers today, 6 years from now, we'll have to finish it again. And then we have a piece of our program where we're allowed to go after some new products, which we've just started doing as well over the past couple of years. And for those, there's no set time limit. You know, we try to get a standard done in less than 3 years from the beginning to the end. Because there is a lot of analysis that has to be done for the product.
And you've spoken about the law and the mandates that you have to meet according to law, but I'm just wondering, when you talk about the technology that you're dealing with, how it seems like 6 years is a long time. How can you maintain pace with the innovations or separately push manufacturers to innovations that are possible to progress on a faster pace?
Right. So our standards are probably, you know, government-wide, probably, you know, the slowest of all the different programs out there to try to increase energy efficiency. So we work very closely, for example, with the Energy Star program at EPA. And we, as we go through our analysis to set standards, EPA is also pushing up the Energy Star levels at the same time. So we hope we have a little bit of a cycle together where we, you know, they're doing a demand pull and we're doing a push. And so I think we work together very well to increase efficiency, even in the 6 years between standards.
Now, most of us try to stay away from dishwashers and washing machines as much as we possibly can. You deal with them day in and day out, and the people that make them and the people that want to make them better. Give us an idea of what a program manager like yours, what's your day like? Do you come in and start thinking about washing machines from the minute you walk in, or what?
Today I'm not thinking about washing machines. I'm thinking about something probably less, you know, more esoteric, but that's right. I mean, you know, we've got almost 30 open rulemakings right now, so 30 different products that I need to think about. Typical day is meeting with the teams and going over what the critical issues are to keep make sure that every rulemaking is on pace and on schedule. It's a big process, but basically I have a huge schedule that's, you know, sitting at my desk, and I just go through the checklist each day and present them to senior management and tackle one problem at a time as much as I can.
So what's the esoteric thing that you're thinking about today?
Well, so there's a product that's called packaged terminal air conditioners, and these are the things you'll see in a wall in a motel room, for example. You've probably seen one in your hotel room where you can adjust the temperature up and down.
So, they never work.
I won't comment on that, but that's the thing I've been reading lately, so that's on my agenda for today.
They sound like about the most inefficient things in the world. When you have been in a lot of hotel rooms, they strike me as something that's a really huge energy user.
They can be. The market is, they definitely do not, technically cannot achieve some of the levels you'll see in your home systems, your central air conditioners. But, you know, we're gonna work to do some efficiency gains on that product as we go over the next few months.
Can you do something to make them stop rattling so much? Or is that outside of your bailiwick?
Yeah, we hear that complaint as well. You know, that's up to the manufacturer to help control the noise from the unit.
In the meantime, bring a matchbook with you to the hotel room.
John, we will leave you to this very busy day that you have ahead of you, but we want to thank you for your time.
Okay, I really appreciate the opportunity to promote the program. Thanks for having me.